This is Sabine Louette, ScienceBot founder, with Cyril Labbé from the Grenoble Informatics Laboratory. Hello, Cyril.
Hello.
Thanks for being with us today at the British Medical Association on the occasion of the STM Association Innovations Day. So first of all, I'd like you to give us a top-level overview of what kind of technologies matter nowadays for publishers to detect fraud in scientific publications?
Well, it's a difficult question because I think the scientific literature is a kind of under threat because there are more and more fake papers that have been published. And so publisher community needs to find out a way to detect them more efficiently. And because often their integrity services are not enough furnished, there are not enough people there, and they do not really manage to cope with the level of problem that they encounter. So that's why they are trying to invest into new tools to detect these problematic papers.
Okay, so can you tell us about the type of technology that publishers typically use to detect those problematic papers?
Usually, well, traditionally, let's say, they are trying to detect plagiarism, but then there are more and more concerns that there are problems with images, so they also try to invest into new tools that will detect problematic images. So you may know Elizabeth Bick, for example, who is really skilled in detecting problematic images. So they try to find out tools that will do this job and try to find out when an image in a scientific paper has been manipulated. And then there are plenty of problems with text. So text can be generated. So before ChatGPT, people were using paraphrasing tools to hide plagiarism. So they were just asking an AI tool to rephrase text so that they cannot be caught by the detector. But these tools were making mistakes. So for example, they were using synonym for each and every word. So for example, they could translate artificial intelligence, paraphrase artificial intelligence into counterfeit consciousness. And then you will find out this very strange word and very ununderstandable text with completely tortured phrases, as we call them. So we can try to detect problematic texts, problematic scientific paper using this kind of tortured phrases. So with Guillaume Cabanac, we have built a tool that build a database of problematic papers. So we call it a problematic paper screener, and it's online and you can check it. And here you can find statistics about where this paper has been published. And you will see that all the big publishers have accepted, sold, and have taken IPC for this kind of paper.
So tell us about ChatGPT. I imagine that that's made your work even more interesting. What kind of clues are you looking for when you're trying to detect for articles that are generated with generative AI?
Yeah, so ChatGPT completely changed the landscape because now you understand that the paper mill, the company that are specialized in generating a paper for telling them to scientists, they can use ChatGPT as a booster for their productivity. And so we need to detect this kind of papers that have been generated using ChatGPT. But the problem is that ChatGPT can also be used in a very ethical way, in a very good way. So you can use ChatGPT for, if you put your sentence in English that it's badly written, you can ask ChatGPT to rewrite it, and that's perfectly fine. This is a good use of ChatGPT. So it could be very useful for me, for example, for making my English much better. So detecting the fact that a text has been written by ChatGPT is, in fact, of no use. But you have really to try to find out if the science behind what is said is good. So if there is hallucination or fake content or something that has not been done and is reported, etc. So this kind of thing we should try to find this kind of thing. But for now, the only thing that we are able to detect is like obvious errors. Like, for example, the regenerate button that has been copy-pasted and inserted in the text. So you can find in scientific papers, in the middle of a sentence, like regenerate, or you would find the fact that as a model language, I cannot, etc. Or you will find the knowledge cutoff or something like that. And these are clues that ChatGPT has been used, but then you have to check, a human have to check if the content is all right or not.
So is there a kind of library or catalog of all these erroneous language fingerprints for problematic papers?
Yes, so we call them fingerprints, and we have the list that we use is available online. And this list has been built by many people because there is a community behind this list. A lot of people are trying to find all this strange paper, and they are posting comments on Puppeer, which is an open platform for people to express and to post comments on the scientific paper. And so there are plenty of people who find out new fingerprints that we didn't know before. And so this list has been built by a kind of snowball effect with plenty of people that participated to this list.
And where can we find this list?
So this list is available on the Problematic Paper Screener website. Plenty of people are using it, in fact, to integrate this into their tool. So, for example, this STM Hub Integrity Checker, they are using this list to detect tortured phrases or text that has been badly paraphrased.
So how much does the publishing industry call upon your expertise nowadays? Do you have collaborations with individual publishers or with the association?
We are collaborating with all the people that want to collaborate with us, and we do it entirely pro bono. So we didn't accept funding from the different publishers that we helped, but we work with IOP, for example, which very up to front in these integrity problems. We work with the STM Hub. We work with Mauricier, plenty of people, and everybody who asks to us where is this list, we give it and people can use it. It's completely free, available to anybody.
Brilliant. So my last question today, where do you see the next generation tools coming from? And what kind of angle do you anticipate will be used from a technology perspective to detect this sort of fraud?
I think there is a new threat coming in before the detection problem is the fact that the new models are able to generate data and text. So these new multimodal models are able to do plenty of things, generate graphs together with text and images, etc. So these are really wonderful tools for people who want to generate scientific papers just by pressing a button. So yes, there is a problem here. And the way to detect this, I think, for myself, is to get out of just detecting the fact that it has been generated, but try really to detect the scientific meaning that is behind and to check that there is really something existing behind what is published. So be more careful about taking the open science way, like data should be released so that people can check what is in the text. And then also, I think that publishers have to invest in human labor for ensuring that the peer review is done correctly, and also the fact that after publication, they should be able to cope with retraction and correction and things like that much more easily and much in a more speed way.
Okay, so you're saying that the technology can do so much, and then the rest of the work has to be done by skilled humans who understand where the flaws could come from.
Yeah, that's my take. It's my stand.
So, Cyril, thank you for your time today. And I will put the link on the blog. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.